This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Steve Barber is with us this morning, the superintendent of the Atlantic Community School District. How are you?
Good morning there, Jim. I'm doing well.
Doesn't matter that it's still summer. We can still talk school, right?
Absolutely. You know, I always said August 1st comes around, and that's the time to put the switch on for the new school year.
Yeah, it really is time to start focusing again. And the last school year was got started kind of odd. You know, we had the fire in the middle school, and that really changed things dramatically, and you were put into scramble mode immediately.
The good news is we did start the first day of school. The bad news is we had to displace about 350 kids and about 50 to 75 staff. And, you know, we moved our 6th and 7th graders into the Achievement Center. The 6th graders had a pretty good situation. The 7th graders, not so much, with those temporary classrooms and some sound problems in the back. And then our 8th graders moved up to the high school. So it kind of affected not only them, but also the high school staff and students. So we are going to get back into the middle school starting this year, so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Looking back at last school district and the scrambling and all that we had to come up with, did it turn out about as well as it could, considering the obstacles?
Yeah, I think it did turn out as the best possible way. You know, I'm very grateful to have parents and students and staff that were really – you know, let's just tighten up the bootstraps, do what we have to do to get through this year, and hopefully we can get in there the next year. So not only was I gracious for their acceptance of that, their flexibility, their adaptability, we made it work. You know, transportation required them to do a lot of different things, our food service, our support staff. So it didn't just affect the teachers and the students, it affected a lot of other different operations, and we were able just to say, okay, here's the situation we're in. We need to do what we can to make it work, and everybody did that. So very grateful for all of the help everyone's given and the acceptance of just making it work last year.
Yeah, I'm sure we didn't think necessarily right off the top about all of those variables. It's not just displacing students, but it's the logistics of everything involved with transportation and meals and just everything around. And fortunately, everybody played nice.
Everybody played nice. You know, we did have the opportunity to purchase some of those digital TVs, which was a plus. So one of the things that we did for our 6th and 7th and 8th grade teachers were to get those in their hands to help alleviate some of the presentation problems with that. Now we were able to purchase one for every teacher. So everyone in the district has a digital TV. It's pretty interactive, and we're pretty excited about that. So there's always silver linings in some difficult situations.
So you're seeing the educators sometimes learn as they go, too?
Absolutely. You know, they were required. They were put in tough spots, and, you know, the second day was better than the first day, and the third day was better than the second day. So we managed to get through that. There's a lot of excitement, though, Jim, with our teachers here at the middle school. We were able to get the middle school back reconstructed. We were able to purchase new furniture for their classrooms. So they're really excited and optimistic about having a great year.
Yeah, I suppose on the surface it would be easy to say, well, it's been almost a year. I would hope they'd be ready to get back in the new facility. But anytime you're dealing with any kind of a construction project, there are variables that pop up. You just never know for sure.
I know you and I spoke last year after the fire, and we were just very fortunate that EMC came in right away that afternoon. That's first 72 hours are so important to making this work. So even though a lot of the work happened after the first 72 hours, if we didn't jump on that right away, we could have been another year before we got in there. So hats off to all those folks that were able to make that work.
All right. Well, the middle school building is an older facility anyway. So, you know, you were able to probably get some things done in there that really should necessarily have been taken care of anyway. And now it happened with this project, right?
And I think that was a blessing in disguise. You know, a lot of the, you know, we had each floor, it was a foot of concrete. The walls were made up of brick. The plaster was plaster and not drywall.
It was well built.
So that was an advantage. And being able to take the moisture out of the walls without damaging the plaster didn't require us to replace that. Now, all the drywall that was part of those secondary walls and stuff, those all were destroyed and had to be replaced. But it was advantageous for us to have that older building and the way it was built back when it was built, and that was beneficial in this situation.
Yeah. Open house coming up here later this week for folks to take a quick sneak peek before the school year starts at some of the work, and will they recognize a whole lot of what they see, especially if they're former students who may have wandered those halls at one time?
It's interesting that, Jim, that some of these reunions, you know, back in when it was high school in the late 60s, early 70s, they go through, oh, this used to be so-and-so's room and stuff. So the rooms are basically the same, but you're going to look a little bit different in the fact that many of our rooms have been carpeted instead of hardwood. You know, there's a fresh coat of paint on the walls. The lighting is better, all of those types of things, but it's going to look like Atlantic Middle School when you walk in there. But our patrons have been very patient with me and saying, hey, okay, Mr. Barber says it's going to happen. But seeing is believing, and we're excited to be able to invite the community in on Friday from 2 to 6. We'll have some cookie and lemonade. We're not going to have any formal tours, so just kind of walk around, you know, obviously honor classroom spaces. But we'll be up there. If you have any questions, we'll try to answer those for you as well. And then on the 22nd, Jim, we're going to have our annual open house for parents and students. So parents and students and middle school students can come in and view it on that day as well.
Did you get some input from some of the teachers, some of the staff members then too, as you were working through this project?
Yeah, we really looked into gathering feedback from, for example, the board made the decision to put a carpet in there instead of hardwoods, and that came from a survey we sent to the teachers. 70% of them said that they would prefer carpet over hardwoods, so that's why the board went with that. The board also is really a priority is security, so we added a second security entrance there. And we made some other changes, and that allowed us to have some money to replace some of the furniture. And then a group of staff members were responsible to getting that ordered. So they wanted flexibility and seating, easy to get in, easy to get out. So all of those priorities and criteria that they put in front of us were achieved with the furniture that we purchased from Premier.
Yeah, you bet. What will this? Will anything the students specifically will notice so much when they get back into the building?
Well, I just think some of the things that I talked about initially, but that third floor, we put LED lighting in there. It's pretty bright up there, and you know, it's just going to feel fresh and new. The furniture is going to be something that they'll notice right away. But then also, you know, our seventh graders. We're in that temporary classroom, so they're going to have walls, they're going to have classrooms, there's going to be separation, there's going to be better sound quality and all of those types of things. It's just going to make it a great place to learn.
Yeah, it's a lot easier for everybody involved, as we said. The logistics of all of that other stuff was it was gymnastics sometimes, not necessarily logistics.
Well, you know, like we said, you know, a lot of the things, the operational things, we took for granted. You know, our band and choir kids had to be transported every day to the high school to have their lessons up there versus the Achievement Center where we had no space to provide those learning opportunities. So it's going to be more effective and more efficient, and we're going to be able to provide some more learning opportunities for our kids.
Yeah. Was this an opportunity to make the building, that area, a little bit more efficient too?
Yeah. So on top of that, you know, we did have some HVAC issues with the fire, which were one part, but we also did a phase one in air quality on both our middle school and our Schuler. So there was two projects going on at the same time, and by doing that, we're going to improve the air quality. We're going to pull a lot of that outside air and cool and heat that, and really recycle that air, which is going to help us create more fresh air. It's going to improve our ability to control COVID and all those other things. So pretty excited about that. I don't know if it's going to be a big difference, but I know that we're recycling that air, and that's going to make a better air quality within both our middle school and our Schuler building.
Well, this was the chance to make improvements, so you might as well take advantage of it while you have the opportunity.
Yeah, and like I said, we're just really excited. And, Jim, I can't thank enough people that got us to this particular point. You know, there was a lot of community members, staff members had to make sacrifices, our custodial staff, our food service staff, our transportation staff. Everybody contributed to making last year work and contributing to get this year started at the middle school.
You bet. Friday, 2 to 6, if you want to stop by and check things out, get a look around. And then the first day of school is?
August 23rd with kids.
Not too far down the road. Very good.
Thank you very much, Jim.